This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Our next guest has a long and proud association with Joy since it launched on World AIDS Day in 1993. He has selflessly dedicated many years and countless thousands of hours, yes, thousands of hours, to supporting people living with HIV and AIDS, initially through the Victorian AIDS Council and ongoing volunteer efforts through Thorn Harbour Health, along with additional past associations with the AIDS Memorial Quilt Project and Candlelight Vigil and so many other things that you won't believe it. And recently, he was awarded a Medal of the Order of Australia for service to the LGBTIQ plus community. Colin Kreisel, welcome to Joy Drive.
Wow, thank you so much for that introduction. that was incredible. You've done your homework.
I've hardly touched on anything in terms of...
That's only just a little bit of it.
Just a little bit of it, isn't it? Let's talk about, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On the medal.
Thank you.
When did you first find out about it?
It was last September I received an email. Now, everything to do with the medal and the Governor General's office is emailed. There's no phone calls that I know of, anyhow.
Right.
So I get an email one night. I'm sitting at the computer and I'm thinking, this is a bit odd. I think this is a scam. I think this is not real. Someone's made this. Someone's having a go at me. You know?
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, because the actual formatting of the email was very weird. Like the sentences didn't go across the whole screen. They stopped halfway and then continued again. And I thought,
so it looked like it was
dodgy. It looked really dodgy. And I thought, no, don't get your hopes up high. This is not real. And I just put it to one side.
Oh, so you didn't? Lucky you didn't go into your spam folder.
Well, that's what I could have easily gone there. So there was a subsequent email after that, and that's when I realised that this is actually for real.
Oh, wow. How did you feel when you received that second email?
Really chuffed. I thought, oh, wow, this is, you know, somebody's an organisation or someone's nominated me, and I think that's really cool, you know. But I had to say at that point whether I would accept the nomination or not. And then I waited for the email that told me that I had been selected, which came in on the 4th of January this year.
Fantastic. So how are you feeling about it now?
Oh, it's sort of all it's a bit overwhelming. The whole thing is overwhelming. It's a weird feeling. It'll probably hit me the day of the presentation of the medal at the Government House.
And that's, so when is that?
We don't know when it is yet. No, I haven't got the date.
There might be an email. You better check your
spam. It'll be another email. And so I'll wait for that email, and then I can let you know then.
Colin, there is a long list of organisations that you have been involved with. Can we just start with one of them?
Yeah, sure.
And that is the AIDS Memorial Quilt Project. I remember it being unveiled at the Melbourne Exhibition Buildings.
Melbourne Exhibition Building is one of the venues that's been used for the quilt, for the laying out of the quilt, because of its size.
Yes.
At its time, but it has had various venues, including the National Gallery of Victoria, under the stained glass in the Great Hall. I remember it being there.
Where is it now? What's the situation? Okay. What's the status of it?
Where is it now? Most of it is in Powerhouse Museum in Sydney, except for all the Victorian panels, which are here in Melbourne. So we've got back all the Victorian panels, and they're being housed or being looked after by Thorn Harbour Health and the Positive Living Centre. And they go on display every World AIDS Day, December 1st, at the Positive Living Centre.
Fantastic. So it is still being looked after.
Oh, it's being looked after. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And it has special heritage protection as well now.
Now, let's talk about when you first got involved. What motivated you to get involved with the community in the first place?
That's a very good question, because I'd just moved into Elstonwick, and I received a phone call from a young lady, and I don't know how she got my phone number, but she asked me if I would be interested in becoming or working on a support group with the Victorian AIDS Council to look after guys with HIV and AIDS. And so I accepted that and I became part of the Victorian AIDS Council Inner South Group, which is St Kilda and surrounds. And that's how I got started with the LGBTI community, was from that, and it branched out from there. But I was a care team leader and had a client I looked after until he passed away, sadly. And we'd be doing things like, social visits or driving to doctor's appointments and, things like that at the time. But there were many, many, many support groups around Melbourne in those days.
I mean, that is a very demanding and emotional role, being a care provider,
yes,
particularly in the early days of HIV and AIDS. How did you cope with that? How did you look after your own health?
That's a good question. I don't think we stopped to think about it because it was so busy and you just had to, just keep going. Of course, if you were on a team and your client sadly passed away, you take a break as long as you wanted before you were allocated to another team. So, there was, thought given to that so you weren't burnt out. But, it's just one of those things. You just, you've got a job to do and you do it to the best of your ability.
And it certainly brought the whole community together.
It did. Oh, dramatically. Absolutely.
Now, there's so many. Let's move on to something else. Then got involved with the Melbourne Gay and Lesbian Chorus.
Well, I support the chorus technically, whenever required. And the same
goes. Can you sing?
No. I don't sing. and in regard to the Melbourne Rainbow Band, I don't play an instrument. But with groups like that, I help them out technically when they have their major concerts during the year, and they call upon me to do lighting, sound, whatever's required. And that's how I get involved with those groups. And I've been with them for many years now.
And, of course, you've continued your support with those with HIV, including through Living Positive Victoria.
Oh, yes.
We've mentioned the AIDS Memorial Quilt and the Candlelight Vigil as well, and Thorn Harbour Health. Why is it so important for you to continue that support, even after having been involved in such early days?
That's a great question. Because I just feel so... it's a natural thing for me to do. I love volunteering. I like providing the services that I can provide with, to the best of my ability. And I guess a lot of things that I'm involved in now circle around events, such as major concerts, fundraisers, things like that. And I get a kick out of doing those things. So it's a natural thing for me to do.
We're chatting with Colin Kreisler about his recent medal for the Order of Australia and for his service to our LGBTIQ+ community, which has been amazing and ongoing for so many years. Can we talk about the Pride March that happened on Sunday?
Yes.
Now, you were part of a group. Tell us the group that you were marching with.
Well, it's an umbrella group. We call ourselves Jews of Pride. And I run this with my dear friend Michael Barnett, and together we get together a whole lot of Jewish organisations within Melbourne, but not necessarily LGBTI organisations. So some of them are, but there's synagogues, there's social groups, you name it. There's about 13 or 14 Jewish groups in Melbourne that march under our umbrella. And of course, this year we were very conscious of security and how we would be received and whether, there'd be any protest against us being there. There was nothing. We had no problems whatsoever.
Had you received any rumours or,
No, there was nothing.
Beforehand?
No. There was nothing that we were aware of, but we just needed to be careful. And we decided, yes, we're going to march, and we march very loud and proud with our music blaring. And the crowd on Fitzroy Street just went crazy. They loved us and clapped and cheered, and it was fabulous. But unfortunately, where we thought we would be the brunt of a protest, that didn't happen, and it turned out to be, unfortunately, for the police.
For someone else.
Yeah, for somebody else.
Definitely. So. Just on the amount of volunteering that you have done for our community, in terms of volunteering itself, why do you think it's important? And perhaps if someone is listening and they're thinking, maybe I should start volunteering, what is it you get out of it?
Oh, you get out so much, you know, more than what you put in. It's just the most amazing feeling knowing that you're working together with fabulous people and making a difference in somebody's life. It's just highly recommended, highly recommended.
Colin, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in the studio. I feel like we could talk for another hour. There are so many things here that you have been involved. You were even involved in Joy in the early days as well.
From day one.
And we worked out that you're member number
48.
48. I'm number 55. That's and right. Somehow we didn't cross paths.
No, we've never crossed which is bizarre.
In the early days. But, you know, yeah. You've got the Also Foundation in there as well.
Yes,
which no longer exists.
No, that's right.
But they used to produce an amazing directory before the internet.
They did too.
The Also Directory.
The Also Directory.
That's
yeah.
right. It had trade services in there. It had everything in
now
there.
Now we have Google.
Now we. That's right. Colin, it has been a pleasure to chat with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in to Joy today. And congratulations.
Thank you very much.
On the Medal of the Order of Australia. Please do me a favour. Check yeah. your email.
I will.
Check your spam email as well.
Oh, right. No, I will.
Because I think that's really important. And hopefully we'll get you back in and
That'd
have another
awesome.
Chat with you again.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne. Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app. No matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.